That's right. Every Tuesday at this time, we are joined by the City Watch columnist and L.A. watchdog Jack Humphreyville. Jack, how are you, sir?
Top of the morning to you, Doug.
And the rest of the day to yourself, lad.
That's so, my boy.
So we've got these Millennium Towers that are going up in Eric Garcetti's current city council district, soon to be Mayor Eric Garcetti, and they're two 50-story buildings, $664 million complex.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I'm in favor. I like it when people want to spend money and invest in the city of Los Angeles, but the neighbors were saying, wait a second, this profoundly alters the character of the neighborhood.
Well, it's not only going to alter the neighborhood, Doug, because of all the, you know, traffic issues. It's going to be impossible, absolutely impossible to, you know, get from where, let's say, where I live near the mayor to the valley via Vine. I mean, it's just going to be an absolute, it's going to be an absolute hellhole. They're going to have, you know, not only during construction when they're going to have 3,000 workers and all the trucks and all those types of goodies, but once people move in there, you're going to have a whole potload of traffic. And if you think the people that are buying these multi-million dollar apartments at, you know, sort of New York City types of prices are going to be giving up their BMWs to go on the red line, you know, I think you've been smoking, you've been visiting some of these marijuana parlors around town.
Well, you know, when money lines up, money wins. And we know that. That's why it's a miracle we don't have that football stadium yet downtown, because there's a lot of money behind it. But we saw this out in the San Fernando Valley, out in Dennis Zine's district, where the Westfield Mall people are merging these two malls into one gigantic mega mall, and they don't care about the traffic there either. And I'm telling you right now, at Topanga and Ventura Boulevard, the traffic backup now is horrible, and they're just going to make this thing 100 times worse. And they don't care. Let's get the mall built. Let's get the buildings built. And we'll worry about, people already bitch about traffic, so I guess they figure they'll just be bitching more about traffic.
Well, Dennis probably needs a job afterwards, so, you know, he'd probably be a great traffic cop again.
We're talking with Jack Humphreyville. Now, the other issue, too, though, is the scope of the project. Two 50-story buildings on either side of the famous, iconic Capitol Records building. It changes the skyline, and that is something, I know people don't care about those things, but it really does make a difference in what the city looks like if you start to build towering skyscrapers in Hollywood, which traditionally has had lower a lower profile. I mean, you see them in downtown,
absolutely.
You see them in Century City, but now are we looking at a level of development in Hollywood? Certainly the CNN building is reaching for the sky. Are we going to start to see the Manhattanization of Hollywood?
I think you are, Doug. I mean, we've already seen a few other buildings there. We have that one at Sunset and Vine, which, oh, by the way, sells their super graphics for about $2 million a year. But you're going to see these huge skyscrapers there, and the amount of traffic is going to be unbelievable. In New York, you know, you got a pretty sophisticated transit system, whether it's the buses or the subways. You know, here ours really isn't there, and it's a car culture. It's you know, you're going to be having.
But Jack, this has been, and this is one of the best kept secrets of the Antonio Villaraigosa years, that the master plan that they have been operating on is the high densification of Los Angeles along corridors, along transportation corridors, and this has been. The idea is some future Los Angeles will resemble New York and other East Coast cities by having a lot of businesses and residential apartments or condos concentrated along the various subway lines for some future time when LA won't have a car culture.
You know, well, you know, you're pushing it. I mean, this place right now, they're actually cutting back on the number of required parking spaces, I think, to something like 2,000, which is going to be inadequate to, you know, service all the apartments there.
Well, like I said, it's by design. It's literally to harass people out of their cars.
Yeah, they're smoking dope. I mean, it's certainly not going to work in my lifetime. And I just don't think we have, you know, we're too spread out. In Manhattan, it's, what, 24 square miles? And if you're you know, if you're on the IRT or the Lex, you know, the IRT, you can get uptown and downtown, and everybody uses it. But it's, you know, it's been there for, when did they put the subway in, the late 1800s?
Well, yeah, it's 100 years old, but it's over 100 years old in some parts. But I guess that's the thinking is, well, the journey of 1,000 miles begins with the first step, that that at some point people are still pouring into Southern California. And you can't continue to pour them into single passenger vehicles without it, without us choking on our own. But the thing is that basically this is just low-hanging fruit. This is a developer with $1 billion.
Well, you know,
and a developer with $1 billion is going to win all the time.
Yeah, well, he's looking for $1 billion worth of profits.
Yeah, of course. That tends to win in most fights in L.A. Thanks for being with us, Jack, as always.